tool that doesn't miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you come at all, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I've got. Road rage. Nothing you can do. You're gonna get into road rage. Road rage. Road rage. What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? Today is always a special day on the show. It is our 9/11 memorial show. It's 25 years. It seems like yesterday. Time does not change this. It just doesn't. It, for me personally, I don't know how, but this seems to get harder every year. Do you know, Ramona, that about 30% of Americans were not yet born when 9/11 occurred?
Yeah, I realized that the other day.
Yeah, so almost about a third of Americans were not born when 9/11 occurred. And that's why the story has to be told. And that's why kids need to understand what actually happened. Listen, the dangers were real then, and they're real now. Those dangers might be different now as we're learning on a daily basis. We learn more from Anthropic in the last 24 hours, including the fact that bad actors, Iran and China, have been attempting to develop bioweapons using AI technology and trying to basically break into Claude to direct them in that regard. We have a clear and present danger now. Maybe more dangerous. Maybe the world is more dangerous than it's ever been before. And the dilemma that we're in, Ramona, is that if you don't keep up with China, you might have an even bigger concern. So it's almost like you have to recklessly pursue the same goals, which, quite honestly, based on all the things I'm reading and hearing, I think may be far more dangerous than nuclear technology. We've experienced nuclear technology. We've experienced what the damage that's done. And nobody, except maybe a few crazies, want to go down that road again. One of those crazies is Iran, where every single president of modern times has acknowledged that Iran can't have a nuclear weapon, and none of them did anything about it. And that's the backdrop to this year's 9/11. We're at war. The George Washington, which is stationed over there, has a piece of scrap metal from the 9/11 memorial aboard. And the 5,000 sailors aboard that ship are in danger every single day. This is the backdrop to 9/11 this year and to our remembrances of 9/11. No matter how far we get from that date, it does not soften. It does not mitigate. There's nothing that does. And we need to keep this alive. We have to. On the National September 11th Memorial in New York City, the names are listed. There was a reading of the names today of all of those who perished, of the nearly 3,000 who perished. And quite frankly, you know, the other impact of this still today, Ramona, is that all of those first responders, many of them have suffered catastrophic injury because of their heroism. And so many have died since. Many are still afflicted with illness because of their heroism. So the real cost of this in terms of human life went far beyond the initial 3,000. There is a quote by Virgil on the September 11th, 9/11 memorial in New York City that reads, "No day shall erase you from the memory of time." And that's why we can never forget. No day shall erase you from the memory of time. And as long as I'm doing this show, we are never going to allow that to happen. We are going to dedicate this day every year. Now, that does not mean you can't talk about sports. We encourage you to do that. But I also want to know your 9/11 memories. I want to know where you were. I have seen tragedy in my life. I have seen real tragedy, probably more than most. And yet, it may be that the most impactful day of my entire life was when I first learned of 9/11. My mom, who was living in Florida at the time, God rest her soul, heaven now, she called me and told me I needed to turn the TV on. I will never forget the moments that followed. Never. Watching in horror as it unfolded. Hopeful that the first collision was some terrible accident. And then seeing the second tower hit and realizing it was not. We have a lot to get to on this front. I want your memories, your recollections. We're going to go a little past Ramona because we assemble a clip and we play it at this time every year. And we'll play it a couple times today. It's one of the hardest things you will ever listen to. Whether you're alive then, whether you're not. We put this together 20 years ago. Buckle up.
The news is that it's been hijacked by terrorists. They are planning to probably use the plane as a target to hit some site on the ground. If you possibly can, try to overpower these guys if you can, because they'll probably use the plane as a target. So I would say go ahead and do everything you can to overpower them, because they're hell-bent. Okay, I love you, sweetie.
Hey, Mom, Commander, where are you? Call me, please. Bye.
I'm a little freaked out watching all this stuff.
Worried about you, so I just want to know where you are.
There's one flight that they say is headed toward San Francisco. It might be yours, so if you can, group some people and perhaps do the best you can to get control of it. I love you, sweetie. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center.
That's incredible.
In an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
Oh, my God. The next building
there's
just
another
blew
one.
Up. Oh, my God.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended.
If I could tell the world just one thing, it would be that we're all okay.
The entire building has just collapsed. It folded down on itself, and it is not there anymore.
The whole side has collapsed?
The whole building has collapsed.
Not to worry, because worry is wasteful and useless.
They have shut down all aircraft takeoffs.
There's obviously massive casualties.
And another apparent explosion at the Pentagon in Washington.
We saw what we thought was debris, and we realized it was people jumping.
Well, this is a horrible attack.
Lights the darkness most fear.
Flames engulfing what's left of the World Trade Center.
My hand, the small I know.
Among the emergency workers, I can hear them screaming the police code for help.
They're not yours, they are my own, and I never.
free American people will not be intimidated.
Our resolve has not been weakened.
Nor will we be defeated.
By these horrific and cowardly acts.
And justice will be done.
Milito, no. Mientes madness will be. But I do know that God is speaking. I have to believe that in my heart. And I have to know that God will use even this tragedy to shake up the world.
The resolve of our great nation is being tested. Make no mistake. We will show the world that we will pass this test.
Y'all know that I love you very, very much. In case I don't see you again, that the plane has been taken over by hijackers.
Tuesday, 9:47 a.m.
Hi, baby. Baby, you have to listen to me carefully. I'm on a plane that's been hijacked. I'm on the plane. I'm calling from the plane. I want to tell you I love you. Please tell my children that I love them very much. And I'm so sorry, babe. I don't know what to say. There's three guys. They've hijacked the plane. I'm trying to be calm. We're turned around, and I've heard that there's planes that's been flown into the World Trade Center. I hope to be able to see your face again, baby. I love you. Bye.
End of message.
All your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay. There's always some reason to feel not good enough, and it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction.
We'll be back.
Our hosts listen to themselves talk all day long.
Make your thoughts known
and vote on all of our Ingles poll questions. Find them in the poll section on our website
at theroarfm.com.
The Roar.
The Roar, where every day is game day.
College football lives here. 105.5 and 97.5. The Roar.
We have other things to play. We will, of course, play that again. Jeff says, I want to read some of the texts. The texts are endless. Walt, thanks for doing this every year. Awesome to see so many. I haven't forgotten. I was a 21-year-old Marine on a ship coming back from the Middle East when this happened. Again, this means a lot. Thanks, Jeff. No, thank you, Jeff. Thanks for all you did. All you will do.
You know,
Ramona, I don't remember this gentleman's name, but when the Pentagon was hit, there was a 15-year-old who was heading home from school. That 15-year-old, his parents worked in the Pentagon. His dad was not working in the Pentagon that day, but his mom was. He didn't know whether his mom was alive or dead when he heard the news. That led him to a decision when he was able to join the military. He served 2 terms in Afghanistan as a result of that. And do you know what he's doing today, Ramona?
No, what?
Today, he has been put in charge of the brand new Pentagon Memorial Museum that is going to honor the deaths of the 184 who died in the Pentagon attack. And so from a 15-year-old, he is now going to be in charge of the construction of the museum. And this is just starting now. So, and I think there were so many young Americans who, when they saw this, decided they wanted to do something about it. Because, you know, like me, your emotions that day when you learned of this, it ranged from horror to just insane anger. You just wanted to do something. And yet today, we still have to listen to absolute a-holes, despicable maggots like Hassan Piker, who say the most ridiculous things, like we brought 9/11 on ourselves. Silver spooners like that piece of crap who can say the things that he said. Yeah, you're a tough guy hiding out wherever you're saying it. Come unarmed, I'll see you in the parking lot. Texter said, beautiful tribute, Walter. That's from Carolina Girl. Thank you, Carolina Girl. Texter said, hey, Walt, thank you for always carrying the memory of those lost that day and continue to educate those who were not alive during 9/11. Sports may be a way for all of us to come together, but nothing can bring people together like the spirit of this country. Thank you, Walt. You know, Ramona, people always thank me on this day. I appreciate that, but there's no need to thank me. I'm just doing what any of you would do. And there were so many people who we really need to be thankful to. All of the military people, all of the kids who made decisions to serve that day and defend their country. All of the heroes of 9/11, those who were serving in some capacity, whether they were first responders, whether they were military people, whether they were just average citizens who decided to act, whether they were the red bandana man, Wells Crowder. I'm going to tell you another story of another man the other day who helped save, who knows, hundreds of lives. We'll tell you all that. We'll also go through the timeline. I know the lines are lit. I want to play you something else. This is new to me. Andy sent me this. This is from the day after. This is from 9/12, the day after we watched the attacks. This is what families were confronting in New York the day after.
With that part of the story for us tonight, Nina?
Bill, many of the people looking for the missing end up here along First Avenue. They start at NYU Medical Center, where that's where the registration is. That's where they have to provide details like dental records in case whoever they're trying to find is among the deceased. Then they make their way over here to Bellevue Hospital, the first hospital closest to registration. And this is where they hope and just hope for good news. Some come and can't speak at all, simply clutching pictures of their loved ones, their eyes the only windows to their pain. Sandy Singh holds the 8 hospital list of the living. The Bellevue staffer has gone through it hundreds of times, often giving relatives news they can't bear to hear.
I'm so
I go through it again. Just pray to God to give you courage.
My brother, the same house here. Okay. Look, he's my brother. You understand how I feel?
Yes.
So she will look again, knowing the name is not there, even as friends of the grieving try to pull them away.
No.
It's okay.
You're going to help me carefully.
I will. Yeah.
Okay.
I will.
He's my brother.
It's okay.
I love my brother.
I know.
I hope he's still alive.
This is what it's been like for thousands, desperately roaming from processing to registration to the hospital circuit. Hope, sometimes their only companion.
Hope, I believe that she's in the hospital somewhere. I'm her only child. She's all that I have.
So they come, trying to find their husbands and wives, their sisters and brothers, or their parents, hoping that the end of one of their journeys will mean a happy reunion, and hoping it won't mean them having to leave with nothing more to hold on to than a flyer and their loving memories.
I hope to God that let her be, you know, hurt but not dead, because I don't think we could take that.
We're hoping for miracles. We're happy for all the help, but we need more. There's a lot of people hurting.
What do you remember about your brother?
He's my brother. He's my baby brother.
And you can see the frustration here now that we are in the second night after this terrible, terrible tragedy. And what started here is one or two people coming up and asking us if we could post their pictures of their loved ones, their names, their information, anything, has turned into just dozens and dozens of pictures. Each one of them has a story.
The aftermath. The day after. As people had no idea whether their loved ones were still living or deceased, injured somewhere, in a hospital somewhere. They prayed for to hear their name, to know that their loved one was in a hospital somewhere. The not knowing in the wake of it, probably as difficult as anything. Just no idea. We watched things that day that I hope to never see again. I watched citizens, human beings, jumping from buildings to their death because their choice was to be incinerated or to jump. And some of those people chose to jump. That wasn't cowardly. Far from it. They chose their death. They chose what way they wanted to go out. But to see that, to see people jumping from buildings, I'm sorry. Never goes away. Brenton Anderson writes, oh my goodness, Walt, my eyes are filled with tears, cold chills. Thank you for doing this every year. Tech said, another year remembered, another 100 kids taught to honor the day and never forget. That's exactly right. And that's really why we do this. Tex said, I wait for the show every year. I want to thank you for taking the time and effort to recognize the horribly sad day. It's a day you should know and understand and possibly see that even as bad as our nation is separated now, it's very possible for everyone to come together, to follow friends, family, and neighbors. God bless you all, and thank you. Again, thank you. I appreciate all you people who contribute to this every year. And share your stories and share your memories. And again, that's... In the wake of tragedy, we also saw the American response, the greatest response possible. We saw what we really are, what we really can be. It's sort of like the texter says, it's shame it takes absolute terrorist, Islamic terrorist tragedy to bring us all together. I mean, there are places today, Ramona, even in this nation, Fairfax County, Virginia, one of those places that is teaching basically a message that we brought it on ourselves. Their main concern today in people discussing 9/11 is to be sure that Muslim children don't feel offended in any way. They actually sent information out to all of their teachers as a policy they should follow. Now, that's a lunatic county anyway, but to not understand the actual magnitude and the pain that Americans are suffering this day is just unthinkable. I guess you can't stop the lunatic fringe, but what you can do is tell people the truth. You can remind them of this day. You can remind them of this tragedy, this unparalleled tragedy. That we still suffer from today. And that heroes are still suffering from today. People who ran headlong into that fray, who ran into the smoke and flames, who were impacted health-wise, and still, we've lost so many since, and we'll lose so many more. People who are still being afflicted, whose lives changed because of their heroism. That's the best of who we are. 3,000 had no choice. But others had choices. As many citizens, normal people, ran from the terror that was unfolding, as that's the human reaction. Some didn't. Some ran headlong into it. Many of those people have died since. Many have suffered. Many families have suffered whose family members decided to be heroes. But who knows without them what the toil would have been. And that is the best of us. So it's to all those kids who made decisions that day to serve their country. It's to all those first responders. It's to all those citizens, Red Bandana Man, Wells Crowder, and others, who knew that they could be surrendering their own lives. But they didn't care, because they had a higher calling. No Name Tiger and Tiger Rich, I'm coming right to you.
24-7, 365, the action never ends. For around-the-clock sports talk, catch the worldwide leader in sports on ESPN Radio. Right here on The Roar, a proud affiliate of the ESPN family. We got your summer covered.
Summer sports station.
105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
At Lake Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we offer transparent pricing. You get the manufacturer's rebate.
This segment so many times over the last 20 years, it never fails to provoke my emotions, sadness, anger, pride, thinking of the poor souls on those planes who were given word of what happened and chose to spend their final moments trying to prevent further tragedy from happening. They died a hero's death. You know, we're going to tell that story, too. We have, obviously, miles to go. I want to say this, too. You know, we love and appreciate all of our advertisers on this show, and I skipped several ads in these first two segments, and I will make it up to you during the course of today. I made a decision that it wasn't in your best interest, it wasn't in mine, to do the ads at those times. It just wouldn't have been, it wouldn't have been appropriate. So I hope you'll understand that, and I promise I will make it up to you. We're going to talk football today, and I will include you in all of that, in that football conversation when we get to it. If I had taken that path, people would have blamed you. You know what I'm saying? I just didn't want to do that.
Oh, no. Totally understand.
So I'm just moving a couple of your spots around today. And I will get to all of it. We love and appreciate all of our advertising. We can't do any of this without you people. But, you know, it was incredibly solemn 40 minutes, and it just wouldn't have helped you. You know, it would not have been to your benefit. So I appreciate all of you. Texas said, thank you, Walt, for doing this show every year. And never forget, people who push for open borders, need to remember those terrorists came right into our country and trained to be pilots in their old schools and used against us. We have to continue to be vigilant. That's right. They trained at our own schools and used it against us. Not only that, but you know, the actor James Woods said that, and they went back and they proved all this. He was actually on a flight in which he had to tell the pilots and the people on board that he believed there were four terrorists aboard. And it turns out that they believe now that he was actually on board with four of the terrorists and they were performing a test run. And that...
Really?
Yeah. So another part of this story. That's all been confirmed.
In other words, more of them.
Right. That's all been confirmed by the FBI. Let me get to No Name Tiger. No Name Tiger. No Name Tiger, I appreciate you getting in.
Hello, Walt. How are you today?
Good. I'm as good as I ever am on this day.
Ever am on this day. You're exactly right. So I've listened to your program for 15 years on this day.
Thank you.
And I truly, truly appreciate you remembering this. I was so embarrassed and brokenhearted to be an American this morning when I was in New York and I did not see one flag, one poster, one memorandum, anything reflecting 9/11. I flew through the airport this morning, and it was like a normal day. Nobody even mentioned, or there was nothing to commemorate or remember 9/11. And this is the 25th anniversary. We lost almost 3,000 souls in New York 25 years ago. And here today, they want to forget it and push it on. And these crazies want to come in and take over and do it again. And that's the world we live in. And it's such a sad, sad world. And I broke down in tears when I got on my plane this morning and I realized how far we've come from what happened 25 years ago.
Thank you, No Name Tiger. I appreciate you sharing that. You know, I do think that there was a very solemn service, solemn for most, at the 9/11 memorial, and I know that many attended that. Now, whether we're talking about people who live there versus people who don't, I can't answer all that. I don't know. I don't know about your exact situation, No Name Tiger. I hope that is not the majority. I really hope that that's the case. And I've got to believe that it is. Jason Walt, thank you for playing that, Walt. Your 9/11 montage, phenomenal. Gets me every year. God bless you. Others, again, thanking Ramona. And it's not about us, but we appreciate it. We appreciate all the feedback. It matters to us. It matters to us. Jason Walt, God bless. As your Road Rage New York regular, the show is by far the hardest for me every year. Absolutely love and appreciate what you do. Thank you and God bless. Thank you. Thank you, Texter. We appreciate that as well. Again, I don't know if I can get to all these texts, but you can get in on the phone lines as well. I want to hear from you too in terms of where you were and Texas said, I was teaching at Pendleton at Riverside Middle. Never forget the sights, the fear, all the kids being signed out by scared parents. Do you remember that, Ramona, that George Bush was in a classroom? Do you remember that?
Yes.
And they came up to him and they whispered in his ear what had happened. And you saw...
His face. Yes. And he went on... And he didn't want to scare the children, so he went on and finished what he was doing so that they wouldn't be scared.
But you could see in his face the horror, the anguish, the pain, and the intestinal fortitude that you knew we would do something about it.
Yes, absolutely.
I want to go through some of this timeline as well. I think that we need to pay homage to these people and we need to remember what occurred, what was done, every year I use the history timeline, the 9/11 timeline, because it's concise and it tells a story. I'll tell you part of that now. On September 11, 2001, a clear, sunny, late summer day, Al-Qaeda terrorists aboard three hijacked passenger planes carried out coordinated suicide attacks against the World Trade Center in New York City, the Pentagon near Washington, D.C., killing everyone on board the planes and nearly 3,000 people on the ground. A fourth plane crashed into a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, killing all on board after passengers and crew attempted to wrest control from the hijackers. Below is the chronological event of 9/11 as they unfolded. 7:59 a.m. American Airlines Flight 11, a Boeing 76 with 92 people aboard, takes off from Bogans Logan International Airport en route to Los Angeles. 8:14 a.m., United Airlines Flight 175, a Boeing 767 with 65 people aboard, takes off from Boston. It is also headed to Los Angeles. 8:19 a.m., flight attendants aboard Flight 11 alert ground personnel that the plane has been hijacked. American Airlines notifies the FBI. 8:20 a.m., American Airlines Flight 77 takes off from Dulles International Airport outside Washington, D.C. The Boeing 757 is headed to Los Angeles with 64 people aboard. 8:24 a.m., hijacker Mohammed Atta makes the first of two accidental transmissions from Flight 11 to ground control, apparently in an attempt to communicate with the plane's cabin. 8:38 a.m., air traffic controllers at the Federal Aviation Administration alert North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD's Northeast Air Defense Sector, about the suspected hijacking of Flight 11. In response, NEAD scrambles two fighter planes located at Cape Cod's Otis Air National Guard Base to locate and tail Flight 11. They are not yet in the air when Flight 11 crashes into the North Tower. 8:42 a.m., United Airlines Flight 93, a Boeing 757 with 44 people aboard, takes off from Newark International Airport en route to San Francisco. It had been scheduled to depart at 8 a.m., around the time of the other hijacked flights. 8:46 a.m., Mohammed Atta and the other hijackers aboard American Airlines Flight 11 crashed the plane into floors 93 to 99 of the North Tower of the World Trade Center, killing everyone on board and hundreds inside the building. 8:47 a.m., within seconds, the New York City Police Department and Fire Department forces dispatch units to the World Trade Center while Port Authority Police Department officers on site begin immediate evacuation of the North Tower. 8:55 a.m., before entering a classroom at Emma E. Booker Elementary School in Sarasota, Florida, President George W. Bush speaks with National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice about the plane that struck World Trade Center. Bush had initially been informed of the crash by Senior Advisor Karl Rove. 9:02 a.m., after initially instructing tenants of the World Trade Center South Tower to remain in the building, Port Authority officials broadcast orders to evacuate both towers via the public address system. An estimated 10,000 to 14,000 people are already in the process of evacuating. At 9:03 a.m., hijackers crash United Flight 175 into floors 77 to 85 of the World Trade Center South Tower, killing everyone on board and hundreds inside the building. I'll be back.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson, Greenville Anderson, WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.